Blog Talk Radio.
Our sexy V's out there. Boy, who ever thought that I would open a show up like this, huh? What's up, everybody? This is the co-host of Miss V, the Toy Lady, James Acevedo. Miss V will be joining us very shortly. She has some business to take care of. Welcome to Ask Miss V, where here we'll talk about anything that you want. But more than tonight, we're going to definitely go, but usually it's like that, but tonight we're going to talk about some sports. We're trying something different here on Thursdays. So this will be the first run of let's see how this works type of deal. And we'll just go on from there. Well, I would have thought that I will actually open up on someone else's show. This is different. But here I go. So we have a lot to talk about. By the way, you can give us a call with your sports questions. We only got an hour, so we have a lot to cram up in an hour. So give us a call with your questions. It's 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you can call us whatever sport you want to talk about. And we can go and do from there and answer your questions the best that we can. Like I said, Ms. V, the Toy Lady, will be on very shortly. As for now, I have the reins. So this is nothing new for me as I do this on my Benchwoman show. So well, let's just go from there. So let's start with the NHL playoffs. I mean, we have a lot of hockey going on right now as we speak. As I'm watching at the same time as I'm doing this show, I'm a great multitasker, as you can tell. But how can you tell when you can't see me? So you have to take my word for it. So I'm watching in the big screen, I'm watching the Rangers and Flyers. And on the pitcher-in-pitcher, I'm watching the Yankees and the Rays. As of now, the Rangers are beating the Rangers and Flyers are tied right now, I think, in the second period. As we speak right now, and the Yankees are winning 4-0 against the Rays in Tampa. That's in, I think, the fourth inning. I think it's the bottom of the fourth. Because, of course, they don't have the graphic up now because I'm on the air. So that's not too bad. Interesting. A lot of interesting stuff. Let me go into my bag of goodies here because we have the NHL playoffs actually started yesterday. Let's see. I have in my trusty phone here, my good old Galaxy S4. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. La da dee dee dee. Let's see. Here we go. Hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah, I got a lot to talk about, by the way. First of all, we're going to talk about, like I said, the NHL playoffs going on. Saturday starts the NBA playoffs, by the way. That starts this Saturday. All the seeds are already set up, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Knicks, and boy, do I have a lot to say about the Knicks. I mean, they had a bye-bye press conference type of deal. They do this to every team in sports where when a team don't make the playoffs or when they're eliminated from the playoffs, the press gets to go to their locker rooms, you know, when they clean out their lockers and stuff, and they get to get their final thoughts before they go goodbye for the next couple of months. And a lot was said. We'll get to that in a minute. But you know what? Since I have this time right now, since I have the floor, let me get to this right now. By the way, as we speak, Rays just scored. Yankees are winning 4-1. And in the second period with 3:52 left, the Rangers and Flyers are tied. All right, there you go. That's your sports update. You can't get no liver than that. Okay, that's with the Knicks. All right. The Knicks won their last game of the season. I think it was last night, whatever. I stopped caring months ago. If you hear my Benchwarmer show, which you can hear, by the way, you know, thebenchwarmers.podomatic.com. That's where you can hear my podcast. I have 63 of them. It's not just a sports show. It's actually also a lot of other things. I've interviewed porn stars. I've interviewed musicians. I've interviewed also comedians, actually. So go check that out, thebenchwarmers.podomatic.com. And, of course, check us out here on Blog Talk Radio because we don't only do this right now. as Ms. V, but also on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Live, is V's After Dark with Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and, of course, yours truly. So that's a must-listen. All those shows is a must-listen. So anyway, back to the Knicks once again. See, I go all over the place just like Ms. V. So with the Knicks. All right. So the Knicks finally beat the Raptors, right? You know, they beat the Raptors like whoop-de-damn-do, who gives a crap? You know, they've been out. To me, I've said this all along for months. The Knicks have been done for months. I mean, mathematically, they were, you know, in their hunt because the Eastern Conference sucks so much. It's not even funny, which I'll get to in a little bit. And Amari Stoudemire had a lot to say. Let's see if I got his quotes right here because, you know, they got a couple microphones in front of his face. And basically, he threw Mike Whistler under the bus, who's going to be the ex-coach, because there's no way that Mike Whistler's going to be the coach of the Knicks. It's just not going to happen. Unfortunately for him, because he's a good guy, he, as we speak, if you look at his career record as a coach with the Knicks, he's 30 games over 500. So you're saying to yourself, well, how can a man who has 30 games over 500, when he took over in the, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 2011-2012 season, when Mike D'Antoni was kicked out the door, thank God, he was annoying. If you ever hear one of his press conferences, it sounds like a freaking idiot. Hey guys, how you doing, guys? just annoying. I don't miss that guy at all. One of the most overrated coaches of all time in my book. Anyway, so Amari Stoudemire had a lot to say, and also Carmelo today had a lot to say, but let me get to with this guy. All right, here we go. This is a quote from the genius himself, Amari Stoudemire, who, by the way, let's give the man credit. He did play much better. You know, he had issues with his knees and stuff like that. And this is only his fourth year of a five-year contract, $105 million. And the only year that was worth it was the first year. And ever since then, the last three full seasons have been nothing but shit. But here's his great quotes he had to say. At the end of the, you know, this is at the end of the game last night. This is Amari Stoudemire. Quote, I think next year we got to take more of a mindset of trying to master the game. I mean, again, certain strategies were placed upon us with Coach Woodson. There were times when we didn't quite buy into it, and as a result of that, we lost games. So that's real nice. So, in other words, so what? Oh, Ms. V's back on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to speak. Well, talk to the people out there. I don't want to step all over. This is your show.
No, come on. Finish what you were saying. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're back on. I'm glad you're back on, Ma, because, you know, I felt lonely out here. Anyway. But listen, this is what I got to say, all right? Now, all right, these are millions of dollars they earn, these players. Millions. The NBA is one of the only leagues where there's no – you have carte blanche, as they say. It's not like in football, if you suck, it doesn't matter who you are, you get kicked to the curb, and whatever money you earn, that's it, and you get no, there's no guaranteed money in football. Baseball, you have a contract, boom, all right, it's guaranteed. You know, that's probably only other sport I can think of right now. But basketball, you know, it's like you don't have to freaking show up, and it doesn't matter. It's a player-run league, and that's the problem. See, and these guys, all along, which I thought, they played when they felt like it, and it showed. 37 freaking wins with this team. Unbelievable. And I tweeted this out that I was going to give a big rant about this. And it's unbelievable that this is the same team, minus these old guys we had, you know, when we had Jason Kidd, and when we had, I forgot the other homeboy, you know, Ball Don't Lie, that dude, he was a great player for the Pistons, by the way. And yeah, then you just take away those guys, and this is the same team with the addition of Tim Hardaway Jr., which, by the way, great rookie. Very good this year. Very good. He can play a little more D, but he's very good. And these guys just suck. I mean, you have Mon Shumpert. You know, I don't know what the hell happened with him. I guess you cut his freaking heights up, and all of a sudden he loses powers or some shit. I don't know. And then you have J.R. Smith, who loves his tattoos and clubbing more than he does playing basketball when he feels like it. But to be fair with J.R. Smith, he was a little hurt. The geniuses of the Knicks management gave him a three-year contract knowing that he had knee issues. I mean, it just spells out for the Knicks. These guys don't know what the hell they're doing. I just hope that Phil Jackson, I don't know how the hell he's going to do this, because he's not a magician. He's just a regular human being. So who knows how he's going to do anything. I don't know. Because this coming off season, he can't do nothing. They're all capped out. They can't do nothing until the following year. Now, this goes to Carmelo Anthony, which I still think he's staying. I don't care. Nobody's walking away $30 million. But if he says what he says, when he says, oh, it's about winning and not about the money, all right, put your money where your mouth is. Leave the $130 million on the table. And go play with the Bulls.
I think he's going to L.A. I think he's going to L.A. I'm sorry to intervene, but the only reason why I say that is because, as they say, sometimes you get your information from the league, sometimes you get your information from the gossip sites. If you look at Lala, has been doing a whole lot of shit in L.A. She's hanging out with a lot of the L.A. wives. She's hanging out with a lot of them people in L.A. I see Carmelo going to L.A. You know, if he's going to go anywhere, I see him going to L.A. because that's where Lala has been doing a lot of stomping lately. And remember, when you've got two high-profile people, you know, she's not a – unlike a lot of the NBA wives, you know, she has a public profile. So
yes, she does.
When you see her stomping someplace, and for those of y'all who say, what do I mean stomping? When you see her hanging out a lot, when I'm saying stomping, when she's hanging out a lot, in certain areas, especially when she's getting cozy with Kobe's wife and all this. These are, you know, you want to watch who the wife is hanging with, especially a wife like Lala Anthony. Because, remember, they do have a son. We're not just talking about an NBA player and a famous wife. You're talking about a family. And at the end of the day, she's also going to look where is the best for her son. Is Chicago truly the best place for her son? She's been doing a lot of hanging out in L.A. L.A. is also part of her element. I can actually see him going to L.A. before I see him going to the Bulls. That's just me personally.
I don't see that only because Kobe's older and who else they have on their team. You know? Yeah. I mean, they could get people, but I don't know how much they could go underneath the cap. And I know they probably have draft picks. But
yeah, but that's what you got to look at. Look at their picks for this year. I mean, the Pistons get a lot. Let's go with my shitty-ass Pistons. Motherfuckers, shitty-ass Pistons. I mean, we get it. First of all, I'm going to say this because for those of y'all who don't know, yes, I do know sports.
Yes,
and
she does.
The Pistons, anybody who talks to me knows that I love all of my Detroit teams. They could win, they could lose. I love all my teams. But what I'm going to say about the Pistons is that when their owner passed away 3 years ago and the wife decided, fuck you, I'm getting rid of the spark. I'm getting rid of the team. I don't want none of this. They lost their heart when their owner died. And the new owner, they say he's hands-on, but unless he does what the previous Pistons owner did, and I can't remember his name, so God rest his soul, I'm sorry I can't remember his name, but he was hands-on. He was with them players. He's the reason why Joe Dumars stayed so long. Not because Joe Dumars is so fucking great. He stayed so long because he can motivate people. That was the owner who motivated. And they can say what they want. Yeah, Joe Dumars is now gone, but he's still fucking there. For whatever reason, they say as an advisor, to advise what on how to eat a damn donut, because, oh boy, he gained a lot of fucking weight. Seriously. You know. I'm just calling it what it is. But when you look at a team like the Pistons, who's bottom of the...
Oh, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you. Do you mean, was his name Bill Davidson, the former owner?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
When he thank you. When he passed away, his wife didn't want anything to do with the team, which that's understandable. She did the right thing. If she didn't want shit to do with it, get rid of it. Give it to somebody who wants them to do. But this new owner, he's around my age. He's around our age, in his 40s.
Okay.
Nice money. He's from Michigan. He's a homegrown Michigan guy from Flint. He's talking the talk, but is he walking the walk? Because the Pistons are still a shitty team. We done went through so many fucking damn coaches that it's ridiculous. I think they go through coaches more than I change my fucking underwear. Now you're
messing. That's a lot of changes.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of damn changes. And the whole thing is that when it comes down to this year's draft, it don't matter who the fuck they draft. They're still a shitty team. If you don't have a owner who shows they care, and I'm going to say this because we all know I know sports. When you look at the owner of the Detroit Red Wings and the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ilitch is a hands-on owner.
That's right. He owns both of them, right?
Yeah, he owns both of them.
That's the pizza guy. He's a pizza, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the pizza guy. that's why they sell pizza at both Tigers games and Red Wings games.
I never had it.
The pizza is good. When I go outside of the state and I have it, I'd be like, ooh, here. And it's, you know, it's something about being here. And then you have to go, like, to the actual, now they have franchises. But let's not get into that because I've been.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because he's a hands-on owner this year for the 27th or 23rd consecutive year, the Red Wings are in the playoffs. You know why they're in the fucking playoffs? It's not because they're a fabulous fucking team, because they suck this year too. But they're in the playoffs because their owner makes them want to play. They want to get out there and win. They don't, you know, not only do they want to win for themselves, they want to win for their owner. The Tigers are the same way. You know, after they won the World Series in 84 and I was here, they went to shit. They were under the damn Domino's owner then.
That's right.
And when he bought them, they turned into a whole brand new team. It was like overnight, wow, where'd this team come from? That's because he's hands-on. And when he's not hands-on, his family is hands-on. Now, this guy who got the Pistons, if he becomes hands-on and he's got a family that's hands-on, like the Illiches, maybe the Pistons will turn around and be like they used to be. But Bill Davidson was the epitome of the owner that you wanted in a team. You know, owning a team is not just about the money. A lot of these owners look at the money. So when we're talking about the teams and talking about the draft is coming up. I don't give a shit if we give fucking King James's motherfucking self as a free fucking agent. The Pistons are going to be shit without an owner who motivates them to want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we done had some damn good coaches. We done still had a shitty team. When you get players who come in and think they can run a team, nix that shit in the bud real quick, and that's the problem with a lot of these fucking NBA players. They want to run the fucking team. Shut that shit down.
Not even the team, the whole freaking franchise.
No, they want to fucking run it like, oh, this is what we're going to do. Guess what? Look, what? Fucking damn James, the one I can't stand. LeBron James. I can't stand him. I try not to say his name too much.
I love
but,
you. I'm in the same boat with you. Go ahead.
But with him, he came fresh out of high school, out of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He's an excellent businessman. I've looked at his background. I've looked at everything he's done. Business-wise, that motherfucker is going to be set even without the NBA.
True.
But you can't sit here and just because you were a damn good high school player, and you're a damn good NBA player, I'm not going to take that away from you. But you are a fucking arrogant-ass motherfucker. Take that shit, tone it down. Teams should not let him be running. The reason why he's not in Cleveland is because the fans in Cleveland said, we're tired of your shit. When the fans start saying, we're tired of the player's shit, guess what? They're gone. They applauded when he left. Cleveland wasn't mad when he left. The fucking fans were applauding. Get the fuck out. Go to hell on. Calling yourself King James. You're not the fucking Bible. You're not God. You know, come on now.
Yeah,
you know, the
funny.
Same thing with Kobe. Kobe wants the fucking Lakers. If Kobe don't like somebody, they got to fucking go. That's why Shaq was gone. If I don't like you, fuck you. You got to go. Players can't run the fucking team because a team is what it is, a team. It's more than one person. So for all you damn basketball players who are listening to me saying, who the hell is Miss V? I thought all she talked about was sex. Yeah, I talk about sex, but understand, grow a motherfucking pair of balls and stand up to a real bitch like me, because I tell you like this, as a fucking fan, and this is a fan speaking, if you don't get your fucking ass off your shoulders, you need to go somewhere, because if you're not producing on the motherfucking court, you can't produce shit else. Seats is what pay your fucking bills.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't motherfuckers sitting in the seats or watching you on fucking TV or going to the goddamn All-Star game, you ain't shit. And I'm sorry, Spike Lee, George Nichols, all them fucking movie stars that got court-sized seats ain't paying your motherfucking bills. Because somebody out there is comping some of those seats, and don't say they not. Okay?
I won't be surprised. I will not be surprised. And you're absolutely right about these owners. Because most of these owners, they just put the money and put it right in their pocket. That's what they do. And don't give a crap about their teams. And that's what pisses me off when people talk about the Yankees. Oh, they spend. They just get people. But guess what? At least they lose profit. A lot of people don't know. They're losing profit with their team. You know where they get the money from? Merchandise. That's where they get the major money from. So they're able to brand their own team, which they did successfully, thanks to the George Steinbrenner and the rest of the Steinbrenner family, but mostly George Steinbrenner. And now the kids running his son, Hal Steinbrenner, and they've done an excellent job. And
but again, you've got people who care. You've got
exactly.
the owner who cares. When you look at and Dan Gilbert, if you're listening to my show, listen up, baby. Thank you for doing what you're doing in downtown Detroit. Thank you. But you own the motherfucking Cleveland Cavaliers. How hands-on are you with that fucking team when your headquarters is fucking Detroit, Michigan? The headquarters for your business, Quicken Loans, is in downtown Detroit. You own two-thirds of downtown fucking Detroit. You live here in motherfucking Michigan, but you own the fucking Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow.
Seriously.
I'm glad you told me that. I learned something tonight.
Maybe you care about your team. I don't know, because I was born in Cleveland, but I've never been a fucking damn Cleveland fan. You know, when Detroit plays any Cleveland team, you know, I root for fucking Detroit, even though I was born and raised in Cleveland. And I don't root for the fucking Browns because the Browns are not a fucking Baltimore Ravens.
This yeah, not the original. The original Browns went to Baltimore, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So for anybody who, you know, Dan Gilbert, if you listen to my shit, I'm calling you out. You should have bought the motherfucking Pistons, and maybe I would have had some goddamn respect for you, you know. But, no, you own the motherfucking Cleveland Cavaliers. Like I said, you're taking care of all the damn people downtown Detroit, but you ain't doing shit in the neighborhoods. Again, another owner who, in my opinion, only cares about the motherfucking money. Because the
True.
Cleveland Cavaliers, from my understanding, has a beautiful, you know, it's beautiful there. I haven't
yeah.
been to where they play at.
Mm-hmm.
But if your owner don't even live in the motherfucking state, seriously, you own a damn team and you don't even live in the goddamn state that your team is in.
Wow.
That was just like the owner who passed away on, you know, who passed away. It was two owners that passed away like within weeks of each other recently.
Are you talking about like Wilson, the one who owned the Bills?
Yeah, and you know, and guess where he lived at?
Where?
Ready for that? Grosse Pointe, Michigan, right here in right here outside
Get
Detroit.
Get out of here. Get the hell out of here. No shit.
So,
I never knew that.
Oh, it was William Clay Ford who died, because Ford, Roy, the Lions passed away. The owner of the Lions passed away.
Yeah, him too, yeah.
And within like a week or so, the owner of that team passed away. They're both from Michigan. The difference is the Lions owner lives here.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Ford Field is right there in downtown Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
You know, and homeboy Ralph Wilson died. May he rest in peace. You know, we're not, you know, disrespect him anyway. But, yeah, I understand. That's weird. It's like how you own a team in a different city and yet you don't live there. That don't show like you really care or are in control. It's almost like, oh, that's just an investment. Like it's
that's
a stock.
Why I
see you know what I'm
saying? I'm calling out owners. I'm calling out fucking owners of all teams. I'm not saying basketball, football. I'm calling out all the owners because, like I said, maybe I know too much about motherfucking sports for some people. You know, because I maybe because I research the owners. You know,
exactly.
Every good business, it starts from the top on down.
Mm-hmm.
The sports industry is a business. You lead by fucking example. Bill Davidson led by example. He was out there all the way up to his last days with the team. The Fords are out there with the Lions, as shitty as the Lions are. So I still believe Honolulu Blue.
By the way, the current owner of the Pistons is Tom Gores. That's it, huh?
Yeah. And
Tom Gores.
He is
okay.
from Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
And he's a young guy. He's not even 50 yet, my understanding. He looks cute, too, but I think he's got a wife. But hey,
always,
you know.
See, sex is always involved somehow.
Always. But, you know, he's from Michigan. Him and his brother have a business together. They're like, they got some change.
Uh-huh.
But I guess my whole point with all this is to say, while we're dogging out players, I'm not going to say dogging out. I'm just calling them out because I ain't going to dog them out. I'm going to call you out. But I'm calling out the owners, too, because for every good business, you lead by example. So if your owner don't even live in the fucking state the team in, I'm not saying live in the city, but at least live in the state. If your owner don't live there, how can they actually be hands-on with their team? How can they say they really do it? All they're concerned about are asses and seats. You know, for every ass, that's so much money. Well, guess what? That doesn't necessarily work. Not for me. Like I said, I'm happy to say that the Illiches own the Tigers and the Red Wings. They're here. They're homegrown. They own Little Caesars Pizza. I'm happy to say the Fords own the Lions, you know, as shitty as they are. They're homegrown. They're here. I'm happy to say that this new guy owns the Pistons, and he's from here, just like our previous owner. You know, maybe it's, you know, it does take a while to turn the team around, especially he just bought the team, what, a year or two ago, because it took so long. They were hanging out there for a while. So it's going to take a minute for him to get it, you know. But Carmelo and all these other motherfuckers out there making a change, you know, calling the shots. Well, guess what, baby? It's a bitch to suck your dick, and she'll take your money from you as quick as you got it because you motherfuckers don't know how to keep your dick in your pants. Why you think so many of y'all got kids out there? The groupies know where you live, and they know where you hang out.
Just ask Antonio Cromartie.
You know, why the fuck you think you got so many damn basketball wives shows?
Most
of these heifers are not married.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of them are not married. They fuck ball players.
Yeah, they were basically groupies.
And yes, I do. I am friends with a former pro basketball player's wife. We went to school together.
Oh, cool.
And I know how they met. It was actually in a good way.
That's good.
No, but when I'm saying I know how they met, she wasn't a groupie. Actually, she didn't know who he was.
Okay, cool.
I think it was at a Burger King or something that she was working at. So, I mean, truly did not know. You know, she told me the story. I was like, I think that's the cutest story of how they met, but it's not my place to put it out there. But they're still together. They're still together 20-plus years later.
That's good.
But that's not the norm for pro basketball players. Kobe was with his wife in high school. That's not the norm.
No.
That is no longer the norm. But every pro player that's been with his wife for a long time, you've got 5 million groupies who will never be his wife. They're out there fucking them. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I've been lucky enough to be around some of these pro players, and I don't see a difference in them, but maybe it's because one of my friends is married to a pro player, so I don't see this shit that people see because I see my friend, you know, that's my friend, that's her husband, and happen to be, he's a pro player.
Gotcha.
But I also know that when she got married, players were more humble. You didn't have Kobe Bryant when she got married. You didn't have LeBron James. You had players who, you fuck up long enough, your ass is fucking gone.
True.
The Pistons were the bad boys of the fucking league because them motherfuckers played and they played hard. That's how the hell they fucking beat Jordan.
Yeah.
They didn't beat Jordan because they were arrogant motherfuckers. They beat Jordan because they played, and they played hard against the Bulls. Those were their rivals. When you heard Pistons, you heard Bulls, you knew it was going to be a fucking game. Now you got motherfuckers almost damn near too cute to fucking break a nail out there. I swear their hair is fucking longer than most bitches, and they got more damn tats than anything else, you know. And it's almost like who can compete to get what or who got the best shoe deal. A shoe deal was a privilege back in the day.
Of course.
Every fucking player didn't have a shoe deal.
No. You had to be really known. You had to be the man, you know.
I mean, how many fucking players got shoe deals out there? There's so many damn different shoes out there. I mean, from you got motherfuckers where Converse were what the ball players were playing at first. Now you got fucking Converse that costs more because now they're talking about Converse All-Stars, $100. What the fuck you mean? They was $25. Those was the cheap shoes when I was growing up. And you got damn ball players with their names on Converse. You got ball players with their fucking name on Adidas. First of all, I'm going to get something clear since we're talking about ball players, and I guess I done took it to a brand new level. For you motherfuckers who are going to buy their damn shoes, realize your true basketball shoes are only Converse and Nike. All them other motherfuckers who got ball shoes, look at what they're really known for. Nike actually is a running shoe, but because of Michael Jordan, they cross over with basketball shoes. Yeah, they sell everything, but look at what they're known for. Adidas is a tennis shoe. Hear what I'm saying. Tennis shoe. It's not for hooping. They make hooping shoes, but their niche is in tennis. Converse was a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
That's what people wore in the hood. When you couldn't afford shit else, that was the best shoe you could get in the hood.
That's what Magic Johnson would wear all the time. He wore those shoes.
But for all y'all who, I got
to
have
not,
this.
I don't mean to cut you off, but let's not forget with Adidas, if it wasn't for Run DMC, Adidas would have went down the toilet a long time ago.
Right. Because Adidas, all day I dream about sex. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about what the fucking ball players are doing, dreaming about sex. Who can they bang today? Who can they bang tomorrow?
And that's my point. Exactly. And that's my point with the Knicks. They were too busy bullshitting and clubbing. God knows what the fuck they were doing. This is not the different team than fucking last year. I mean, when ESPN predicted that they were going to win 30-something games, I laughed. I said, they're out of their fucking mind. They're out of their mind. Well, they proved they were just lucky, I guess, because they won 37 games. You know how embarrassing from 54 wins to 37 games? You know how embarrassing that is? And to a shitty Eastern Conference, this might be the shittiest the Eastern Conference has ever been. And still don't make the fucking playoffs. That's embarrassing. And that's a problem. They look at it like, oh, and yet they
but
have another thing.
But you're still getting a paycheck. You know, it used to be that they shoot for the playoffs because you know that your check is going to increase. That's why I like hockey, because you know what? A motherfucker in hockey will get this shit. He'll get his ass fucked up. Them motherfuckers try to keep working because they know that when they're out there out for some time and they motherfucking paycheck damn near stops.
And that's the
especially
same thing.
They're out for too long.
Yeah, especially football. The signing bonus is the big deal. All that shit you hear, oh, he got a such and such contract, listen to what was guaranteed. Because a lot of people get confused. Like, oh, Michael Vick got this much. Yeah, if he plays, and he can still play. Because they'll call him in a fucking heartbeat. You know, it's not like in other sports. So they'll be very aggressive, just like in hockey players. You know, they know their supper is not guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Where baseball and in basketball, they know they got the shit made once they got it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and basketball's worse.
Look at Prince Fielder. I mean, we wasted $151 fucking million dollars on him and had to get rid of him. And his fucking attitude. But his attitude is what caused him. He came in being Cecil Fielder's son. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. If it wasn't for Cecil Fielder, I don't think anybody would have picked his ass up because, yeah, he's good, but he wasn't worth $151 million. I'm going to keep it real. And, yeah, I'm so glad they got rid of him and his motherfucking money.
Smart move.
About.
That was a smart move.
That was a smart move. But, you know, when you look at these damn players, you look at football and hockey, they fight for, you know, Nate Burleson tried his best to hang up in there. They finally had to release him because his concussion just would not go away.
Wow.
You got the same thing with hockey players, you know. But the whole thing is that they fight for their jobs, you know. They fight. The Red Wings are in the playoffs because they fight, because they know if they don't make the fucking playoffs, them motherfuckers might not have a job next year. You know, they fight
exactly.
For that shit. The Lions are fighting because they're tired of being the fucking underdogs of the goddamn league, you know. And you can see that they're fighting. I mean, if you would have told me 10 years ago that Reggie Bush was going to fucking sign with the Lions, I would have been like, oh, you done lost your fucking mind. That ain't happening. But we got Reggie Bush, you know. And we broke the damn Madden curse. I mean, I gotta put it out there. We broke the Madden curse because Megatron did not get fucked up after he was on the Madden cover.
Yeah.
The first damn player to make the damn Madden cover who didn't get fucked up, so the curse was broke. You know, I had to get that out there.
Next is a Sports Illustrated cover. Got to conquer that one.
I think he did that already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I mean, the Lions got, you know, Megatron. Let me get my head up out the damn gutter, cause.
Oh boy, here we go again.
Well, you know, I check out some players. You know me.
I bet you do, especially in football.
You know what? With football, I'm actually too busy watching the fucking game, telling people shut the hell up. That's the
look at you. Look at
I'm
you.
I'm like, shut the hell up. I don't talk to me when football is on. I'm like, shut up.
See?
I'm like, what the fuck you mean with safety? I'm like, you know, I be looking at shit. Oh, I get mad during football. So
what you mean false start?
Well, I'm yelling, why the fuck didn't you call that false start? I saw that shit from here and I'm at home. You know?
Holding, motherfucker, holding.
Oh, yeah. No, when it comes down to football, people would think because their uniforms being tight and everything that I would be checking them out. Actually, I'm too busy watching the fucking game, getting mad to worry about what they're wearing.
Okay.
I have had girlfriends go to games with me, and I tell them, bitch, you can't go to no more games with me.
Wow.
And
really?
I don't – actually, me and my daughter go to games together because if anybody else goes with us, they get cussed out. We are fans. We are sports fans. We go to baseball games.
I like
games.
That. That's cool.
Her damn girlfriend went us to a damn baseball game last year. We had, like, really good seats. Her damn girlfriend is taking selfies of herself at the damn game. We're watching the fucking game like I'm tweeting, yeah, Torrey Hunter or who we acquired somebody in the middle of the season. I was like, yeah, baby. You know, I'm, like, going off. This old girl is taking pictures. My daughter is like, what the hell are you doing?
I hate – you see that too much in sports nowadays. I think the smartphones are dumbing everybody.
Yeah, but, I mean, she really didn't – she went because we had – someone gave us tickets. We got some damn good seats, so we had really good seats, and she went with us because nobody else wanted to go. But the whole thing is that she went to the game with us, and she really wasn't into the sports. So I can't be mad at her, you know.
Okay.
She went because it was a free ticket. If she would have had to pay for it, she wouldn't have went.
Obviously.
But it's just
you wouldn't be taking no fucking selfies if she paid for it. Shit.
Well, you know what? It's just like us going to a damn hockey game and we see icing and shit. I mean, my daughter knows hockey better than I do.
Wow.
I watch it on TV. Well, that's because they fight. My daughter loves any sport where they fight. Speaking of fighting.
I love that. See, that's the part I respect about that. You know, there's no suspensions unless it gets really crazy. You know, they just let them say, okay, this motherfucker has a problem with this motherfucker. Okay, boom, let's sell this. And the refs, it's so cool because not even in boxing they do this. The refs just chill and they watch. It's almost like they're taking bets. All right, who you got? Yo, I got the motherfucker and the penguin. Okay, I got this Bruin. It's fucking fun. And then after a while they go, okay, break it up. All right,
you got your shit. Y'all taking up? But I mean, no, it's like they watching the damn watch. Like, okay, y'all don't. Okay, we gotta stop this shit. Y'all been fighting too long.
That shit. But to be honest, I want to give credit to hockey because I'm going to admit, because I'm not a big hockey person, right? But when it's the playoffs, it's the best sport next to baseball. I think baseball and hockey are the best playoff sports because there's a lot of drama.
The drama. And guess what? The Red Wings play tomorrow night. So I'm like, you know we have an octopus band on us. You know
that's
they don't
stupid.
Like that.
That's a tradition. Why the fuck they do that? Why, because of PETA or some shit?
No. PETA had nothing to do with this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of the mess that it makes on the ice. I mean, you tossing an octopus, a real octopus, not a stuff on a real octopus. If that shit's better to her, have you ever seen octopus? That shit is messy.
Yeah, but isn't it usually just one person who usually does it? Or are you talking about a whole bunch of people?
Oh, they sneak octopuses in there. It's not just one person.
Oh.
They score, an octopus goes flying. So it's not just one
person. Check
this.
Well, since we're talking about your Red Wings, let's talk about it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you could call in, you know. We don't have to be the only ones talking. You could talk about sports with us, too. The number is...
Oh, and guests in the chat room. I'm sorry. Guests
oh, no,
in
go
the
ahead.
Chat room, you know... If you want to join the conversation, you know, I know you hear us talking and you're like, what the hell is going on? But this is, you know, the show started off kind of weird tonight, but this is Ask Miss V. And tonight we're doing sports talking. This may become a every week show because we're in a big sports season. I have a co-host who chat with. But
and that passion, as you could tell.
Everybody, if you want to ask us the questions, what do we think about? And see, we don't just talk about those three sports. We're getting ready to talk about boxing also. But call in to 646-716-8041. If it's something that you want to talk about, join the conversation because that's what we're all about. You know, this is where – actually, this show is for you guys, not really for us. But we will debate because, you know, we can have this conversation with no problem.
No doubt about it.
And, you know, we can always take – if you guys really love this show, and this is where I want to hear you guys' feedback. If you want to hear more of me and James talking about sports on Thursday night and you want to hear us go for 2 hours, let us know. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Miss V the Toilety, MSVDHTOYLADY.
Yo, what a week. Yo, let me say this real quick. What a week. First were V's After Dark, which, by the way, you can follow on Twitter, at V's After Dark. That's V-S After Dark on Twitter. First it was me. I couldn't hear the show. And then today I started the show, and you had to take care of a little something, something.
And it got taken care of.
Good, good, good. I'm glad it got taken care of. And it's not what you people think, by the way. Get your minds out of the gutter.
For all you people who, because y'all know my business out there, for all you people who are Comcast subscribers,
there we go.
You know, sometimes we have to have a conversation, and I had to have a conversation with Comcast.
How did that go?
I won.
Good.
Oh, and I got free Showtime for 6 months.
Oh, shit. Good for you.
So, I mean, actually, I got the free Showtime earlier in the day. I had to deal with this something different at this time. But I did get free Showtime for 6 months today.
But did you threaten to leave? Did you threaten to leave? That's what it was?
No, actually, and I'm going to put this out there for anybody who's a Comcast subscriber.
Go ahead.
If you have an account with Comcast and you've been with them for any amount of time, and let's say that you see your bill go up, as soon as you see your bill go up, if you call, don't cuss them out, say, hey, what can we do to get this lowered? You know, start negotiating with them. If you get the right person, and I seem to always get the right person because I've been doing this for a while with them, my bill would drop sometimes $20 to $50.
Wow.
Or it'll go back to what I was paying. This time it dropped. It didn't go back down to what it was, but it dropped to what it was less than what it was better than what they was trying to charge me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw in free Showtime for 6 months on top of that. So
I'm so proud of you.
I asked nicely earlier today, but that's not really a secret. If you actually pay attention to them, they tell you. Normally the customer service rep will tell you at the end of the year, call in, because this is when this is going to change, see if you could get something better.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, because actually a Comcast customer service rep, while I was on the phone with them, so this wasn't told outside of their phone lines, they told me when to call to try to get my rate lowered, because that's part of their job. They want to keep their customers. Okay. Comcast, y'all better pay me for this.
Yeah, you give me the free publicity. Fuck that shit.
Hey, but they lowered my bill and they took care of that other thing they had to take care of. So right now I can't be mad.
Yeah, okay. Now back to what we were talking about.
Boxing. I did not get a chance to see the Pacquiao Bradley fight.
Me either.
And you know what? This is the first time I've seen them be real secretive, because normally after 3 days you would see something out there, even some type of clips. HBO put a lock on this fight for whatever reason, but I'm getting ready to talk about boxing because we've got 17 minutes left, but I got to get this in because I am a boxing fan. Out of all the sports, I love boxing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Pacquiao, Bradley, I'm not a fan of either one of them, so it really didn't matter to me who won that fight.
Uh-huh.
Pacquiao won. The first time they fought, it was decision. But my whole thing is that we don't have any real heavyweights out there no more.
Hell no.
And,
That's a problem.
All we've got is these welterweights and these lightweights fighting, thinking that they're the shit. You didn't start making money in boxing years ago until you became a fucking heavyweight. That's how we got Muhammad Ali. That's how we got Joe Frazier. That's how we got Holyfield. That's how we got Mike Tyson. That's
Larry
Holmes. Larry Holmes and Sugar Ray Leonard. Well, Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't a heavyweight.
Well, middleweight.
But you and
those
Tommy
middleweights
Hearns,
back in the day were awesome. Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns. I mean, come on. They would kick these guys' asses. Hey, I'm not trying to sound like an old person, but it's true. They were so, I mean, that character, they had charisma, and they had skill.
You didn't have two promoters going against each other. Well, you
exactly.
Got Golden Boy, which is... It's Golden Boy HBO, and then you got some other team, which is 50 Cent stuff, which is on Showtime. The reason why these fighters can't, or whatever the fuck that, you know, I don't, or somebody is over on Showtime. I'll find out now that I got it. But the whole thing is that you never had the two different, if you were a fighter, you were a fighter. It wasn't about this promoter having these fighters and this promoter having these fighters. The reason why we don't know shit about fighters is because instead of them coming together and letting fighters fight, once they sign a contract with one promoter, they cannot cross over and fight somebody in that other promoter's team or
big
who's
problem.
On the contract with them.
Big
and that
problem.
Makes it a problem. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know boxing the way I think I know it. But from what I remember of boxing and watching it now, mm-hmm. you know, if you saw boxing and it was pay-per-view boxing, everybody wanted to see it.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, nobody's paying for pay-per-view other than folks overseas. You know, mm-hmm. we don't have anybody out here. And like I said, the best fight that I've seen actually is on NBC Sports. That's where the heavyweights are fighting. And actually, it's a guy who just went on HBO, and I said I was going to look up his name, but I got distracted today with nonsense.
Okay.
But he's a heavyweight. But this guy still has a job full-time. And he's a damn good fighter.
Mm.
And there's another young man who came out of Michigan State University who's a heavyweight fighter, but he hasn't signed with one of the big promoters yet. He's still fighting the smaller fights that are being broadcast on NBC Sports. Yes, you guys, I do watch all kind of sports channels. That's how I know my shit. So,
Oh, yeah.
That's how I know where the heavyweights are at, and that's how I know when I see somebody on HBO. 9 times out of 10, I've seen them before they hit HBO because I'm watching NBC Sports. And I'm watching this stuff at 9 and 10 o'clock at night that people are saying, oh, it's boxing, I'm not watching. Well, I'm the one who's watching that. But I'm putting this out there for anybody who knows about boxing, or especially if you're in Detroit, because anybody who's in Detroit, the rumor is, I've been trying to find out how true it is, but the rumor is that we're getting back Monday Night Boxing.
Okay.
And it used to be called Monday Night Fight Night, and it was at Joe Louis Arena. And
ooh.
They're talking about bringing that back. And when, Lord, and I do not want to disrespect this man, but he just passed away. The big boxer,
okay.
He passed away. He's from Detroit. He actually was on HBO Sports also. He actually managed Tommy Hearns and all them.
Oh, damn. Then I got
you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, he managed Tommy Hearns.
He,
was he Italian dude or something?
No, black guy. Kronk Jim. He's the
okay.
owner of Kronk Jim.
Okay.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, that's my God. Okay.
And he was the one who started the Monday Night Fight Night. And they're talking about bringing that
okay.
back.
Okay.
And they're actually talking about opening back up Kronk Jim. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong because I can never say it right. But...
Say my last
you know,
name better, though.
Boxing is a very big thing here. And that's how I got into boxing, because my dad watched it. And actually, if you want to see a real sport, boxers are fighting for their money. Manny Pacquiao, y'all might want to know his background. All his money ain't coming from boxing. Most of his money is coming from being in the fucking Philippines as a congressman right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at that.
A lot of these boxers are... boxing that way, I mean, it takes a while to become a Mayweather
mm-hmm.
and Roy Jones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those aren't even heavyweights. Those are welterweights.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them are fighting right now. But somebody said Mayweather was going back in the damn ring, which I think is kind of crazy. He needs to get his fucking life in order. But,
yeah.
You know, who am I to say what's all over TMZ? But, you know, Roy Jones is on HBO and the different things. But
okay.
The whole thing is that if you really want to support a sport, and I'm not knocking no sport, but support your boxing, you know, because those guys, I mean, think about it, they go out there and they get their ass beat for a living. Black guys, bloody noses, cut up faces. And I mean, but think about it. If you don't like somebody, seriously, this is a way. If it weren't for the fact that I'm too old to do it, I would actually, because not only, but it's good exercise also. So the way I look at it, you know, what better way to go up in there? I think if they would take some of these motherfuckers who be out here on the streets fighting and say, listen, y'all going to box it out, you really find out who can fight, because a gun ain't shit. When you can beat somebody's ass and knock them out with a punch, think about the number of boxers who have actually died in the ring, and these are with boxing gloves on.
I know.
So we're talking about serious sport. To me, that's got it going on over all them sports. So, you know, when we're talking about the sports and everything that's going on, let's not forget the boxing. Like I said, we wanted to talk about the Pacquiao-Bradley fight tonight, but naturally HBO decided to block us out and make us all pay $59.99 up until last night. And while I'm having my words on that, I'm going to say this because we got a caller that's called in. I'm going to say this real quick before I take the caller.
Cool.
With that fight, anybody who already subscribes to HBO, we need to get a petition, and I'm not lying, I may go on and get the petition started because I've been talking to a few people. if they're going to do a pay-per-view fight, we already pay for HBO. As HBO subscribers, I'm not saying we shouldn't have to pay for that fight, but why make us pay $60 to watch a fight which we already paid to subscribe to HBO? Tell
exactly.
us if we get a discounted rate of maybe paying $25. I'll pay $25 to watch a fucking fight because I'm not sitting next to that ring. You tell the person who does not subscribe to HBO they got to pay $60. Don't tell me when I already every single month pay you to have you that I got to pay $60. Have a different rate because some people ringside are paying, but from a business standpoint, I'm saying give a discount to those of us who subscribe to HBO. You'll get more people watching pay-per-view. If the bottom line is how much money you're making, that's what I say do. A lot of people may not agree with me, but as a business person, I say if you want to get more business in and more people watching pay-per-view, $60 a pop is one thing, but if you drop it down to $25, you'll get more subscribers paying for it who are HBO subscribers, and then you'll get those folks who don't subscribe to HBO either subscribing to HBO, which will make you more money, or just paying that $60. Either way, you're going to make more money. It's a win-win for HBO. And if y'all steal my fucking idea, I won't. You know, give me free HBO for life.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take this caller.
Cool.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and James Acevedo.
Look at that.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Miss V.
Hey, baby. So what's your question for us tonight? You know, we're talking sports.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss V, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Who
does?
Hey, what's up?
From Choctaw. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Since I won that game.
How did you like it?
I'm still waiting on people to show up to play it.
Okay.
Now,
well, you know,
here is...
But we're talking sports
tonight. Hey, dude, it's a long story. Don't worry about it.
Now I'm curious.
Go listen
to
the
show. When...
The Tuesday Night Show.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Love.
Yeah, it was with Lexi Love when she was on. And
oh,
trust me.
This is my new co-host, James Acevedo. So
yeah.
we're gonna be talking
James,
sports on
nice
Thursday
to meet you, Greg.
Nice to meet you too, sir. How you doing?
Now, thing is, I agree with both of you. HBO, you already have to pay to subscribe to get that stuff. If it's on Fight Night, well, guess what? Subscribers don't have to pay. Anybody that does not have HBO, okay, it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you know, that's how it should be. You know, you pay enough money for cable and all these other damn channels. And I think that's another problem with boxing is they price out all these people. I shouldn't just single out boxing, all the sports, just price out all the blue-collar people. You know?
I mean, hell, you've got UFC, okay, it's Fight Night, okay, it's pay-per-view. Now, every now and then, Fox Sports or Fox Network jumps in, okay, well, we're going to air it live. And I love it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the WWE that, you know, they've got their own network now.
Yeah, I love
it. So they're trying to get...
And I don't even watch wrestling anymore because I've got a, you know... Broadband, well, not broadband, but digital TV and boxes. And it's like, why do I need to pay for TV to watch it? And it's like, it's free, and I can get free ones off the internet to go to my Roku.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, sporting events, I can see somewhat, yes, okay, pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have that channel that you're paying for, why do you have to pay more to watch this?
Exactly.
Well, see, that's why I said with HBO, like I said, as a businesswoman, I understand why they do pay-per-view, but that's why I said if I'm already subscribing to you, if you're not going to give it to me for free, at least give it to me at a discounted rate. You know, maybe because when, you know, I do things. And I guess I'll give the example of, you know, I do a lot of, I go to AVN and I go to Exotica. Well, when I go to AVN,
hello.
I don't pay what the public pays. I pay a discounted rate to get in because I am a member of that industry. Well,
correct.
The same thing goes with HBO. Okay, I already subscribed to HBO. I understand that I have to pay. But don't make me pay what you're charging all these other motherfuckers that don't pay for your service.
Exactly.
Give me a lower rate. You know, give me a discounted rate. Because, for one, like I said, if they give a discounted rate to their subscribers, if they give a discounted rate to their subscribers, at the end of the day, they'll actually increase their subscription rate because you'll have people who want that discounted rate, therefore increasing their bottom line, therefore increasing money. But again, like I said, I'm looking from a business point of view. I'm not looking from right and wrong. I'm looking from a business point of view. And like I said, the bottom line is what all businesses look at. Where can I make the most bang for my buck? Well, guess what? You can actually it would be like double dipping when you look at it because you're getting this amount from the people who don't want to subscribe to your service because maybe they don't like you, but they want to see this particular fight. Well, fine. You pay this to see that. But for those of us who subscribe and you still want to get bang for your buck, you turn around. Those folks who don't subscribe, you're paying this amount. For you subscribers, we're giving you half off. Because I'll pay $25. I won't pay $60 for pay-per-view, but I will pay $25. I'm not going to lie. And for anybody who says they won't, and the way I look at it, enough people pay for porno on TV because, you know, they got a whole porno pay channel. I don't know if people know that, but if you got Comcast, you could pay for your porno, like $5.99, $2.99. They got different movies out there. I don't pay for porno because we already know how I get mine. But
exactly.
for those of you who don't get your movies the way I get mine.
You got to love the toys, Miss V.
You know I got to put it out there. For those of you who don't get yours the way I get mine, if you're going to pay for this, and there is no, you know, they got the Playboy channel. But then there's parts of the Playboy channel that if you want to see other parts, you got to subscribe to it. Personally, if I want to see sex, I'll call somebody and ask them if I come watch a scene. Or I'll pop in a movie. Listen, like I said, I have the ability to call and say, can I come stand in on this scene? You know, everybody doesn't have that ability, but for us subscribers, because I don't want to keep talking about sex because we are talking about sports. You know, with that, like UFC, I could always make sex go with anything.
Exactly.
So, but you got UFC out there, and I'm not a big UFC fan. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got it on my Xbox, the Ultimate Fighter game, I realized that I don't like it because I don't like getting my ass beat. I still can't beat my game. So, I'm just keeping it real. I started just like a UFC when I found out I couldn't beat no ass in my game. I keep losing.
Yeah, this shit sucks. I mean, no offense. I mean, UFC to me is the extreme of boxing.
It is, because you're using your feet. You have no gloves on. I mean, it's really, that's raw. That's straight up raw boxing.
And it's, I mean, the referees do step in and, okay, well, and doctors, and I think it's very well, what's the word, controlled to a point because of the doctors, the referees, and all of that. Compared to boxing, it is similar, but, I mean, like you guys said earlier, why do we always have the lightweights, bantamweights, lightweights, I mean, all that crap.
Exactly.
And yet, who's the heavyweight champion in boxing? When was the last fight that we had heavyweight fight on TV, pay-per-view?
We haven't. It's been eons. It's been years since we've had a heavyweight pay-per-view fight. And it's nobody that I want. I'm not going to lie to you. We do have some good heavyweights out there. You know, like I said, I watch most of my boxing. When I really want to see what's going on, especially to see who's coming up in the ranks, I watch NBC Sports. That's where I watch it. I watch NBC Sports. They have the box on there, and there's another channel that does boxing. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, because HBO and Showtime has gotten in everybody's heads that that's where the boxing is, and that's not really where it's at. Because boxing to go for hours.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what's sad. I mean, HBO and Showtime are trying to control the market, just like ABC and ESPN have controlled Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And all the college football bowl games, to where the other local or other networks cannot join in.
No.
Unless they pay a ridiculously amount of money to the NCAA.
Well, look at the number of games that have been blacked out. I mean, look at pro sports. When I was growing up, I don't remember games being blacked out the way they are. You know, if a team doesn't sell out, their game is blacked out. So that means I live here in Detroit, but if the Lions don't sell out or get so many seats sold, I can't even watch the game at home. And you know what? They've got it so hooked up where even if I try to watch the game on the internet, they know the IP addresses for the different cities that are coming out. I don't know how they're doing it, but they've got it where you still can't watch even from your computer.
Yeah, and if you can't watch from the computer, it's like, oh, well, you have to go to this, even though it's online. Oh, you have to subscribe and pay for that game. And that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. It's ridiculous. That's what it is. It makes
they forgot that, you know, the fans are what makes these teams. You know, the fans are what make the teams.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we set the standard. And like I said, people talk about the Lions, and I'm going to keep talking about the Lions because you don't know that's my team. But, you know, I have heard all over the country people say, why do the fucking Detroit fans keep going? Well, you know what? Because we're true fans. See, a true fan is a fan regardless if you're winning or losing. We might not like you when you're losing, but I say it all the time. I fucking bleed Honolulu blue and gray. That's what I bleed. You know, and I tell everybody, and when people say, what do you mean Honolulu blue? The Detroit Lions uniform is not blue and gray. It's Honolulu blue.
maybe you've seen that.
You know, and I tell
That's the thing. I mean, I did follow the Lions when, you know, Barry was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's weird is my family has a personal tie with him because he was born in Wichita like me and my dad. And my dad Barry went to the same high school as my dad.
Wow.
And then got recruited by Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Ooh. Wow.
And went there. And then he got drafted. Where'd he go? Detroit.
Baltimore.
I mean, Barry Sanders, come on.
No, Barry Sanders.
But you know what? His picture was up. There's a building that's downtown Detroit. And up until 5 years ago, his picture was on the side of this building as the ultimate lion. You know, he was the symbol of Detroit for the longest. You know, not to say that he's not the symbol of Detroit. I mean, I do love Megatron, though. But, you know, it's nice to finally have someone on the team that we could, you know, look at how many years we really didn't have anybody that we can say.
Our guy after Barry Sanders' early retirement,
You know, we didn't have anybody. I mean, we got Megatron. As much as people don't like Ndamukong Suh, we got him. You know, they could say how dirty he is, the way I look at it. Hey, as long as you ain't killed nobody, baby, you keep doing what you got to do. But keep it clean or keep it fair. I ain't going to say, you know, because everybody has a different definition of dirty. The way I look at it, the way they fuck over the Lions, as long as you ain't doing something so underhanded that it's obvious that you fucking up, do what you got to do to win that fucking game because we need some wins.
To me, it's different in football. You know, I want all the assholes as much as possible to be on my side when it comes to football.
Yeah.
To me, it's different.
As they say, I'm out there with them, you know, but I tell everybody, you know, when you look at our teams and look who we got out there sports-wise, you know, I say out of all of our teams, you know that the Pistons are the only fucking team who I barely know who one of their players is. And the only reason why I know who fucking Andre Drummond is because lately they've been saying his name a lot.
I mean, being here in Oklahoma, it's like, okay, we don't have NFL.
But
or Major League Baseball. But we do
here.
Have Thunder.
Is that the Thunder?
Yes, you do.
That's our basketball team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why was I thinking, you know what, whoever it is, my son took a picture because they buy their cell phones from my son's store in Oklahoma City. So, well, he sells cell phones there. Now he's selling insurance there. But he's got pictures with a player from the Thunder. I don't know why I was thinking the Grizzlies, but...
Yeah, why the hell were you thinking Grizzlies?
No shit. I mean, the only thing you're thinking about Grizzlies, okay, Elvis...
No, I was thinking Oklahoma Grizzlies. You know what that tells you, that Oklahoma really don't have nothing I remember. I don't, you know, any place my ex-husband is at, I try not to know it.
Aha, we found the reason.
Bingo.
You know, because I associate any city that allows him or any state that allows him to stay as an asshole state, you
the
know.
Asshole state.
But
oh,
you know
yeah.
what? He shouldn't be, some people just shouldn't be allowed. If they could actually banish people from the country or states, he would be the person who I would put at the top of the list. Vote him out.
Wow.
You know? So, but my son is
trust
there.
Me, I got two ex-wives. I'd love to do that to you.
Wow, that's too many.
That ain't no shit.
But some people need to be voted out. Seriously, people just need to be voted out.
Yeah. Let me ask this gentleman a question. What's your name again, sir?
Greg.
Oh, great. Okay. Let me ask you, because this Saturday is OKC versus the Grizzlies.
Yep.
So how you feel about this series coming up?
As of right now, I think we are, well, I'm going to say 5 games.
Oh, winning 5, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that means they'll win it at home. Yeah, they'll win it at home. Yeah, okay. Okay, because it seems like before, I forgot homeboy's name, you know, homeboy that always takes the ball every 2 seconds. But when he got hurt, Kevin Durant took over, and at one point he looked like he was going to be the MVP. Cause he really...
Westbrook.
There you go,
Westbrook.
How you feel about Westbrook? Do you feel like he messes with the chemistry, or do you think it's just more than that?
No, Westbrook is actually part of the chemistry, I think. Of the team, and then you look at Durant. I mean,
yeah, well,
you got, I mean, I saw it earlier today. It's like, okay, well, should he be MVP of the NBA just because of the record he set?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, in modern times, was it not Michael Jordan did the same? And you know, Durant broke it.
Thing about Michael Jordan that I really respect the man a lot is that he played both sides. So not only was he offense, he was always on the first defensive team almost every year. I mean, that's something LeBron has never been. I mean, he's played good defense, don't get me wrong, but he never won, like, all, you know, first team defensive. You know, all-team defensive team. He's never done that, as far as I know. You know, Jordan did that almost every freaking year. And win scoring titles and stuff like that, and win championships. You know, the man just had ruthless aggression. And another thing I want to bring out that pisses me off is the last, like, these last few games. Like, look at the Brooklyn Nets. They purposely, I don't care what anybody says, the Nets purposely lost just to have the 60. I don't care what anybody tells me. Because they knew they would have to face the Bulls if they're going to win. And everybody knows what happened last year. They choked at home, Game 7. They know they can't handle them too well. So, oh, well, let's wink, wink, try, and now we're going to face the Raptors. Now I'm really, I want the Raptors to win. I hope the Raptors beat their ass. I do. And I'm born in Brooklyn, but I'm a Knicks fan. Now, I'm born in Brooklyn, but I'm a Knicks fan. And I'm telling you right now, I never liked the Nets. I never did.
I hope the Raptors, just to teach a lesson, because this is the problem. And this is why this comes back to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, even was towards the end of his season, he never sat out a game, even if it didn't mean nothing. Even though they had something clinched, 72-10 that one year, 96, didn't sit out. You understand what I'm saying? These other players, oh, well, we already got in the bag, you know. Let's take the sixth seed or the fourth seed or whatever you. Boom, we got to rest up. See, that's the problem. You know, too much babying, you know.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not the way it used to be, you know. And not just basketball. I'm talking about, like, every sport, it seems like. You know, look at the Giants. My Giants, 2007.
Yes.
My Giants, they didn't sat out the last game. They played the Patriots with their full squad, and they almost beat them. But guess what? Because they did that, they made a nice run, and they beat all these teams they couldn't beat that year, and they went on to have one of the greatest Super Bowl wins of all time, one of the biggest upsets next to the Jets beating the Baltimore Colts, and it's because they went all out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's why I know there's money involved. I know a lot of money, you know, goes invested to these guys. I understand that. But we got to stop this. You know, just like the pinch count and baseball, all this, it's just,
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Well, that's
something
I saw today.
I know.
I mean, you got a first-round winner and or loser, but if you go to the second round in the NBA, I mean, it's a $5,000 paycheck per player.
That's tip money.
To advance. And from when I went to an umpire school, professional baseball.
Cool.
It's the same thing for the umpires.
Wow, look at that, see?
When you do the regular season, you're paid, okay, so much. Now, you hit the playoffs, okay, you get a bonus per game.
Wow.
Then when you go to the World Series, oh, you get another bonus per game.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's how.
And I believe the players are the same way per team, per series.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you give everybody one-year contracts, you're going to see everybody hustle.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it used to be in baseball. What do you think the Yankees won so much back in the 30s all the way to the 60s? Because Wall Street's money was the thing. Because they didn't make much money during the regular season. You understand?
Big time.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why if you screwed up on the Yankees back then, they look at you and say, hey, you're screwing with my money. Because guess what? I got to go have a winter job regardless. But that money, it would be good for me. Maybe I can get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, well,
trust me, I know about the MLB players. One of them had a winter job with my dad in construction.
Wow, look at that, see?
And it was Daryl Porter.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Wow. See that? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, imagine this thing. It's amazing how different times
were. I mean,
work.
Yeah, I mean, he was working for my dad, and I can remember back in the day playing ping pong with him at the house. And he got the call up from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, wow.
It's like, guess what? I got to quit. I'm going to the MLB.
Can't blame him. I don't blame him.
And the first game I ever saw him play was in Texas, they're at the Rangers, and that's when Hank Aaron played with them, too.
Yeah, that's toward the end of his career, his last couple of years. I think, was it only, like, the last, was it a year or two, his last 2 years with the Brewers or something, of his career?
At least a year, maybe two.
Yeah. He already broke the record and everything, I know, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have autographed baseball with both.
Nice. That's awesome.
And it's, I mean, once he got going up, it's like, okay, well, who was the MVP of the World Series when, I believe, St. Louis won the World Series?
Oh, you're talking about in 82?
I believe so.
No, that was called the Brew World Series, like, you know, the Drunk World Series. Budweiser versus Miller.
Yep.
Yeah, that was in seven games with the Cardinals. Yeah, who was the MVP? It was
Daryl Porter.
It was
Daryl
Porter. Wow. Look
was
at
it not?
Yeah, I think so. I looked that up real quick, but yeah, I remember watching that as a kid. I remember.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I remember that like yesterday, and this is how I always was. That if it wasn't my Yankees, I wanted the National League to win all the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't that type
of
guy where, oh, you're an American League guy, you should root for your American League. Hell no. And it's not my team. I don't care what league they're in. It's not my team. I want the other team to win. I don't want – you know what I'm saying? Unless it's an American League team. Like if it was the Tigers, like, recently, it depends because the Tigers have beaten my Yankees a couple of times. And that kind of pissed me off a little bit. But I blame A-Rod for that. But it depends. With certain American League teams, I might be like, okay. Like, for a perfect example, like the Twins. Like the last two times they won, I didn't mind that they won, even though they were in the American League. Because I like the team, you know what I mean? They're not in my division, which is key. If they're in my division, I don't care. Especially the Red Sox, they're going to kiss my ass. But you can tell the love I have for them. It depends. Because you got
tell us how you really feel.
Oh yeah, well that's what. Hey, that's my middle name, James. Tell her how I feel, Acevedo. To me, that's how it is. Because you have these people. You have to root for your league if your team's not in it. Well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. You know what I mean? Like, why would I root for a team that in my league, especially if I hate them? Why the hell would
especially
I want them to
if they beat your team?
Exactly. Why would I root for that? That'll make no sense to me.
Yes.
That makes just like in 86, right? When the Mets beat the Red Sox, I was happy as hell. They were Yankee fans that said, I wanted the Red Sox to win. I looked at them like they were stupid. That made no damn sense to me. Well, Daryl Berkeley, I don't care. They're the Red Sox. What the hell's wrong with you? You're so stupid. Because they're thinking, because the Mets are the other, you know, they're the cross rival, even though this was before Interleague and stuff. Oh, well, they're the cross rival. I don't care. They're facing a team I hate. So I don't care. They could have came from Mars and beat them. I don't give a shit.
That's it.
Hey,
I mean, I was the same way, you know, with baseball, that, okay, well, I've got this one team. Okay, well, no, they beat us this many times. No, fuck them. I'm going over here on this other scene.
Yeah.
Well, see, once the Lions don't make it to anything, I'm pretty much through with football. The only thing I'll watch after that is the Super Bowl. I don't care who make it where, because I don't play fantasy football, so I don't have to worry about nobody being on my fantasy football team. So once the Lions are knocked out, the only reason why I watch the Super Bowl is to see who's going to have the next wardrobe malfunction. Once halftime is over, unless it's a team that's just like, I got to watch them or I'm really rooting for them. You know, I'll take that back. If Cleveland play ever made it to the Super Bowl and the Lions didn't, I probably would watch just to see. But aside from that, I mean, once the Lions don't make it to the playoffs, you know, or they don't make it past the first round or whatever, I watch the Super Bowl for the latest wardrobe malfunction. That's I feel like I enjoy Bruno Mars. I can't tell you shit about the game. I cooked a nice spread of food. I tried to watch the game once Bruno Mars did his show, and I was like, damn, that was really good.
Yeah.
I went to bed.
Well, that game kind of sucks, so you didn't miss nothing.
Yeah. Usually I watch the Super Bowl for, you know, of course, the commercials, not to mention the beer drinking and the snacks.
There you go, of course.
But I just met a ex-NFL football player last year.
Hmm.
And finding out some of the info from when he was there, I was like, holy shit. This is so cool. And talk with him on a regular basis, friends and just BS type deal.
Cool.
And it's awesome. I mean, just awesome to hear what was done in Chicago, Cleveland, and, oh, I can't remember the other place, but, man, it was so awesome just to hear some of the stuff and the mindset of a professional football player.
Oh, that's ridiculous, especially if they're like a offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. Oh, my God. They take more of the beat than anybody.
Yeah, well
my
this guy that I know, friends with, he's a running back.
Oh, RB.
And it's like, oh, wow, man. It's just questions that normal people have. You know, what was your view and, you know, how did you deal with this and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been awesome, you know, talking to him.
That's awesome.
See, my aunt played semi-pro for the female league, so I grew up with football. I didn't have a choice. She was married to a pro football player's son, and she played semi-pro in Cleveland, so football is kind of like in our family anyway, you know.
The DNA.
Nothing like going to a football game and people thinking it. You say, yeah, I'm going to a football game. There's like no football. No, I'm going to see my aunt play. You know, and she was a running back, so everybody be like, oh, how the hell that happened? I'm like, hey, same thing my son played, you know. She was married. I guess I could say it now because they're passed away, but she was married to Marion Motley, one of his sons.
So
we had season tickets to the Browns games all the time.
I hope it's not the one I know.
Well, considering
he is a great OU running back.
I was going to say, considering Marion Motley had three sons.
Wow.
You know, and the one that she was married to has also passed away. He just passed away about 2 years ago. So.
Hmm. Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I got a chance to meet Marion Motley and... I guess it never fazed me because, you know, everybody's like, that's Marion Motley. And I'm like, okay, who the hell is that? You know, when you're a little kid, you know, because when they got married, he wasn't playing pro football, you know.
Yeah.
He's just legend in Cleveland, you know.
Wow.
So. But I don't think the son that you're thinking about is the one who went to OU because, no.
No. I mean, this one, I'm roughly about 16 to 17 years older than he is. But, I mean, good running back from Carl Albert High School, then OU, and then, I believe, drafted by Chicago.
I didn't even know he had a son to play football because all I know is the ones I met. The one my aunt was married to and the two other sons, unless there was a son that I didn't meet, which that's possible because... We were, you know.
No, it would not be this one and this one.
Maybe that came after his marriage to his, maybe that was like from another wife.
Maybe.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to put any innuendos out there. I'm just saying because I know I met him and I remember when he passed because it was a big deal nationally and, you know, when he passed away.
Yeah.
As they say, very few people pass away, and you say, I actually know who. You know, you look at the TV screen, and they say he passed away. And me and my mom, we were sitting there, and we was like, I guess. We looked at each other and said, I guess we're going to a funeral. You know, and that was our reaction. It wasn't wow, because since they were in-laws, you know, it's kind of different when they're an in-law versus your immediate family. Immediate family reap benefits. In-laws, you know, you hear about it. But, you know, he was always nice when I met him. I mean, I met him a few times. He was nice. I mean, I didn't care for some.
This guy, he's got a gym now out here in Choctaw, training high school athletes and all that. And, I mean, he is doing awesome.
That's good.
It's definitely not the one I know.
Dang, the motherfucker I'm talking about.
I mean, I can mention his name, but I don't know where it might go. But
like I said, I probably wouldn't know if you said his name because I remember, you got to realize when my aunt got married, this was in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I know Marion Motley passed away in either 98 or 99. I remember when he passed away. And then his son, the one that my aunt was married to,
mm-hmm.
passed away a couple of years ago. And like I said, his other sons, because like I said, those weren't not my in-laws, but my aunt's in-laws. And since even with her ex-husband, that was his son, they divorced, 20 some odd years ago. So really, once they got divorced, the only contact we had was with his mother until, you know, she passed, and we would see the cousins. But like I said, since they were in-laws, so I really, even if you said the name, I'd be like, oh, okay. I wouldn't know. Not trying to be funny. I just wouldn't know because, like I said, now maybe if I was the one who was married, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know who that is, but that was kind of, you know, weird considering I'm only 45 and my aunt got like 20 plus years on me. So,
oh, wow.
You know, yeah, so he, and I think he was even older than my aunt. So my aunt
really?
Is her early, she's in her mid-60s, and I know that he was a few years older than her. So, no, I don't think that. Nah, I mean, old men are nice to look at, but my mommy told me if you mess with old men, you catch worms. So,
oh man, that's classic. Oh, should I say the same thing about women?
I mean, that's what I was always told. So I was always scared to date a older man. You know, anybody more than 2 years older than me, I was always leery about dating them because my mom and everybody told me you mess with old men, you catch worms. And it's the saying that it has stuck with me all my life. And everybody laughs when I say that, but I'm like, that's what I was told. So
no, I've heard that saying.
That was
wow.
a way to keep me away from older men. And I mean, now I guess if you tell young girls that, they'd be like, yeah, that means he got money. But for me, when I was young,
yeah.
I didn't know that. But, you know, when I was growing up, you tell a young girl that, that's not cute. You know, there's nothing cute about worms. So,
no.
You know,
oh,
so
man.
It was told to me to make sure that I dated within my age range, more or less. And I think because it was instilled at such a very young age in me, that it sticks with me, and I've had people say, well, why won't you date somebody this old? I'd be like, listen, I ain't trying to catch worms. They always look at me like, what? Like,
well, you dating a bird? What the hell are you doing?
You know, and they don't understand because it's an old saying that women used to tell girls, you know, date an old man, you catch worms. So, you know, I tell people I could never date nobody my father's age. I mean, I keep trying to fantasize it because, you know, like one day I might want a sugar daddy, but I guess I would have to find me a sugar daddy that I had to wear a blindfold around because I can't.
Holy cow.
I can't, you know, and people are aging us so much better. I think because when my parents were growing up, people looked old. I mean, now look at people like Raquel Welch and Tina Turner and... Who
no
offense.
Okay, there's one, too, I'd like.
There you go. I mean, look at these people who are up there in age, I mean, where they look fabulous. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Name some more.
I can't keep them a whole lot because I don't keep. You know what? I really, you know, I like Sean Connery, so I'm not going to say I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah,
but,
sure do.
I mean, for guys, Clint Eastwood and Sean Connery, they're awesome.
See, I'm not, Clint Eastwood, oh, I ain't too feeling the way he done age. Sean Connery done age better than Clint Eastwood.
We
huh?
Put him on, Miss V. Make my day.
I'm sorry. I got to say, I like Sean.
I direct good movies.
Martinez.
Hey, by the way, Miss V, I don't mean to cut you off. But, oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought the Red Wings were playing. That was another game.
No, that's not right. Red Wings.
I said, wow, Red Wings are winning 5-0. Holy shit. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be a shock considering they don't play the first game until tomorrow. Shit.
Yeah, I was like, no, because they were showing highlights over here. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're kicking ass. I got something. Oh, never mind. Whoa, by the way, before we continue, the Rangers won their first game.
Yeah, we got to wrap up, too. We already
went
over.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, oh, well, you know, we're having fun. The Rangers won their first game, game one. They won, I think they won 4-1, and the Yankees are kicking ass with the Rays down in Tampa Bay. It's like 8-2, or actually 8-2 or 9-2. No, actually, the Rangers won 4-1 the first game. So there you go. We'll see what your Red Wings, Red Chicken Wings
do.
Well,
I can't believe the fucking Tigers lost to goddamn Cleveland yesterday. I mean, seriously, they should have kept that game, too. They said that. They said that one part of the problem was because, you know, it was so cold here because we had fucking snow that they couldn't get a good grip on the ball. So,
I use tie-tie like banana.
They said that was part of the reason. But, yeah, but, you know, it is the beginning of the season. It's not September. So, you know, they're allowed a few losses, you know, but why the fuck goddamn Cleveland? You know, come on now, shit.
Oh, hey, thing is, what was the temperature up there, 50?
No, it was colder than that. I mean, we were, what was it, what day did I post it? It was 27 degrees and snow?
Was yeah, that was a couple of days ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we only hit like 40-something yesterday. We got snow on Tuesday. We broke our record over 100 years old with the most snow in one season. We've had 94-plus inches of snow this season.
Wow.
And it's not over yet.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, we broke our record here in Oklahoma for coldest night on Tuesday at 27 and broke a record over 100 years old at
30. 27 is warm for us. You know, that's a cold night.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's warm up north, but for Oklahoma being this late, it's like, wow.
Well, you know, shit, 27 in April is cold for us, but, hell, I wish I could. 27 degrees, the only thing I'm mad is my damn furnace kicked back on. My furnace kicked on since we've been on here. I'm like, what the hell, furnace kicking back on? But we hit 60 today because it's 52 now. But still, we had all four seasons in one day. We had fall, winter, spring, and fall. We had it all in a 24-hour period. We went from wearing no coats and shorts outside to snow on the goddamn ground.
Yeah, that's, well, that's the same here. I mean, we hit...
That's crazy.
86-ish. Seemed like on Monday.
Look at that.
No, on Sunday.
Look at that.
Monday, we dropped 246.
That's crazy.
And then Tuesday morning with the record low, we had snow Tuesday morning.
I'm telling you.
Here in Oklahoma.
Crazy.
But see, y'all don't get it. In Michigan, we go through the whole damn year like this. Actually, this is not unusual for us. It's just pissing us off. Because here in Michigan.
Trust me, I know.
The sand in Michigan, you're from here. Wait 5 minutes and the weather will change. Well, guess what? We waited 20 minutes and it changed this time. So they gave us a reprieve. Michigan is the only place that they say if you wait any amount of time, the weather will change. Even in the middle of summer, you can have a hot-ass summer day and it be cold the next. That is the way Michigan goes.
Yep.
Yep.
Good old Michigan.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Miss V, Michigan, I've been up along the upper peninsula in the winter and then came across, is it the Mackinac Bridge?
Yep.
In a big truck.
Well,
in the winter.
Well, Mackinac will get to the point where you can't get to it. It's parts of Michigan where you actually cannot get to them in the winter. Up in the UP, there's an area in the UP that for so many months in the winter, they're pretty much isolated from the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's isolated. Damn.
Well,
I mean,
they had a winter storm warning this morning.
What?
In the UP. They predicted they were going to get 18 inches.
What the
this
hell?
Morning. So that's not unusual. The UP will get snow up until the end of April, and then they'll finally, you know, throw out. But when they throw out, it's so beautiful up there in the summer. I mean, that's like a resort. The UP is where our resort is.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the governor has his little summer home that nobody, that everybody swears isn't there. I'm like, yeah, why do you think they have the governor's conference there? Because there's a summer home for the governor there. Come on now.
I mean, I'll put it this way. When I drove over the road for this one company, they were out of Parma.
Well, we had
Michigan.
A propane shortage this time. We had a propane shortage. Propane prices went so high that it was crazy. But we got to wrap up because we've gone 30 minutes over, and we know that the hour, once the hour over, they will shut us down.
Get your guys off. Well, do you do an after hours or no?
This is the after hours.
Okay,
show,
well,
this,
shut the radio
we,
down because I like talking to you guys.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, see, you know what? What we're asking everybody is to let us know on Twitter and Twitter.
No, trust me, I'm on Twitter.
Oh, you are.
You're not saying nothing.
We're looking for feedback because this show, we're going to switch it to from Ask Miss V to Ask Miss V Sports. And we're going to do sports on Thursday night because we've got James, who is like our sports aficionado.
Thank you.
And it's only an hour long, but if we need to take it to 2 hours, we will, because it's 2 hours of sports versus Tuesday is 2 hours of sex.
Yes.
2 hours of sports on Thursday, and that way it gives the guys a breakup. And plus, I want to be the only sex radio station out there that's not just talking about sex.
You know,
Vivid is strictly talking about sex. You guys have to come and talk about sports with a female who actually knows about sports, but more so with James. I'll sit back and listen.
Yeah, you must enjoy that rant at the beginning.
James,
yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
And Miss V, I think you've got a great idea on kind of mixing it up, joining in, and, I mean, bam.
Well,
I want to have
out there because it's just, you know, at the end of the day, the listeners and the fans are what make me. And
right.
I don't want people to say, oh, well, all she does is talk about sex and this is all she knows, because that's not all I know.
Right.
And James is a great addition because he knows sports. And I already know sports, but it's kind of hard to talk about sports by yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, I know what it means.
Especially when you have guys, well, what about?
Yeah, they don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah. But I'm like that with everything, you know, so.
But since I know about all sports, I won't consider myself an aficionado on any sport, but I can discuss sports, I think, with some of the best of them.
Some things on sports I can. And it's, you know, with what I know and what I've heard, but that's pretty much it, because I kind of watch all different levels of sports.
And this show will be more like a recap of what's going on. You know, once we work our kinks out, we'll be almost doing like a recap of the things that have happened during the week, be it golf, even though I don't know about golf. I don't know a whole lot. I know that some guy who didn't win the Masters before won. The youngest guy didn't win it. But, you know, I know golf. You know, I don't want it to be just the big sports. I want, if people want to call and talk about golf, come educate us. You know, we'll learn about golf because there are some people who love golf. There are people who love bowling. Now, I could talk about bowling. I don't know who the big players are in bowling no more, but I could go find out because I love bowling. Hey, Kim Terrell used to be my idol back in the day, and anybody who knows pro bowling and knows who Kim Terrell was, I wanted to be her. You know, she was like, to be a black female bowler, I was just like, damn, I want to bowl like Kim Terrell. You know, and people, you know, so when I say I know bowling, you know, she's the reason why I got my bowling ball. She's the reason why I finally made it up to a 150 average back when I was like 24 years old. You know, watching her and watching her style and, you know, being like, wow, she, you know, was, you know, and so calm. But, you know, so if it's something that people want to talk about, you know, if they want to talk about what happened on bowling, you know, I know what channel bowling come on. I know how to watch it, and I'm actually interested in it because I do bowling, and I do bowl on the league, so it wouldn't be foreign to me. You know,
there you go.
If they want to talk about the extreme sports, I guess I could learn about them. You know, I don't know shit about snowboarding, but it's not just going to be one-dimensional. You know, I'll have to go learn about extreme sports. Or what is it? What is it, the X Games?
Yeah, I do that like every year.
You know, so with that stuff that these young kids are into, if I got to do that to get my younger audience, hell, bring it on. You know?
Yeah, yeah. All welcome.
You know,
I mean, hey,
you know,
I'd do the extreme sports too, but shit, I'm too old. These bones hurt.
Well, you know, and then maybe we could get some type of adult Olympics, you know, where we talk about the sex Olympics. I'm sure it's something out there, you know. Maybe I could start that too. You know, I got to incorporate sex somewhere into everything.
Yeah. Well,
so,
oh, yeah.
Never mind that.
You know,
well, that's the thing. I mean, extreme sports, it's like, yeah, okay, that might tie you. It could.
You know, it's, well, you know what? I figure, you know, as long as they ain't breaking their balls doing them little stunts they do, they might be okay, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants.
Oh, yeah.
No female wants a man with broke balls, or unless they got stick off over the weekend and they said they couldn't be attached.
Ouch.
You didn't hear about that? It was on TV.
No.
He actually cut himself off.
No, sorry, too graphic.
There you go, James.
No, he's part of the Wu-Tang.
Are you turning red, James?
No, I'm holding, I'm crossing my legs and holding my
he's
shit.
He's holding himself.
No. Like, oh, that's horrible.
This guy, he was part of the Wu-Tang Clan. He's one of, like, the spinoff groups from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He cut his stuff off and hopped out off a two-story balcony. They say he was trying to commit suicide, but he didn't die.
Who is this? From who? From Wu-Tang?
He's one of the spinoff groups from the Wu-Tang
Clan.
Oh,
spinoff groups. Oh, guys.
But
was he high?
No, they say he was not on no drugs or nothing.
Nah, he must be out of his fucking mind then.
They say he was trying to commit suicide. They said they're calling it a suicide attempt, but the one thing that they didn't do, they said they could not reattach his dick. So he is now a dickless man.
No, now he commits suicide now. Because I would.
I mean, my understanding of that little,
that's crazy.
My understanding of that little deal, Miss B would be he's a gelding.
Yeah.
Horse racing, I kind of like to.
What's wrong with that game?
But he did it to himself. He can't say nobody. He did that. They say he went into the kitchen, cut himself off, then hopped off the balcony.
Yeah,
but
just hop off the balcony. Why the fuck chop off your shit? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's the dumbest suicide person ever.
And he's alive.
Let's go, Lorena.
You know, a female had nothing to do with this time. And John Wayne Bobby got his stuff replaced, and he became a porn star. So,
Frankenweiner, whatever the fuck.
What was his name? Not Moby, but Little Dicky.
Hey. Yes, but it is.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, I had enough about chopping off dicks, okay.
But extreme sports,
oh,
you know,
shit.
But extreme sports and the different sports, we'll be talking about the different sports. Like
that's way more extreme, what you just talked about.
Yeah. It's going to be.
That's way past.
We're going to be doing more of a recap versus.
Just not on this, okay?
Versus.
Because the male audience will bail quick.
Yep, I think he got recapped.
So, you know,
he
we'll be going over, you know, whatever games are going on. You know, we'll be talking about baseball.
Yeah, everything I think so.
You know, right now we got baseball and hockey. You know, we'll
basketball
be
playoffs starting.
Basketball players, and well, end of the season. Naturally, the Pistons are officially knocked out. You know, I won't get into that shit again. You know,
let's go Thunder, and we'll talk
about owners and stuff. You know, we'll be, you know, it'll be about sports, but we'll get into, like we did tonight, about talking about where the owners live. You know, I let James know that the two owners don't even live where they're, the one owner that passed away lived in Grosse Pointe, but who was he the owner of?
Yep.
Well, the owner of the Bills, right?
Yeah,
he
passed away in his home at Grosse Pointe Farms. You know, nowhere near.
Yeah, I think that's sad. I mean, if you're an owner of a football, basketball, baseball, any professional sport team, you need to live where that team is located.
Yeah,
that's exactly
Period.
What we were saying.
Exactly.
And that's why I was telling. But that's why I was telling James that. For me to know that, like, Dan Gilbert owns the Cleveland Cavaliers, the owner of Quicken Loans, and the owner of two-thirds of downtown Detroit, lives in Michigan. His headquarters for his company is in Michigan, but he's the fucking owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm.
Like I said, he would have did better if he would have bought the fucking Pistons, but he couldn't own the Cavaliers and the Pistons, and I don't think he wanted to give up the Cavaliers. But he actually owns the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he lives here in Michigan. And then, like I said, the owner of the Bills passed away. God rest his soul. But he lived in Grosse Pointe. You know, the one thing I can say about the Michigan teams, Detroit, the Illiches live right here. The Fords live right here. And Gorge or whatever the guy, the Pistons, he still lives near Michigan, whatever his name is. And so at least I can say that the teams we got here, the people live here to own our teams, you know, and I think that, as I said, in good business, it starts from the top down. And if you don't live where your team is at, why would your players want to live there? I mean, I think that's why I love the Red Wings. Out of all the pro teams that we have in this state, I love the Red Wings because the majority of the Red Wings players actually live in the Tri-County area. The Pistons, I don't know where the hell they live at, and I know don't none of the Lions live here. You might have one or two Lions to live here, and I think you got one or two Tigers to live here. But overall, these players no longer live where they play at. You know, and that's, I think it needs to go back to, if you play for a team, you need to live there. That's the way I feel. You know, I'm a true believer.
I agree.
How can you give to the community if you don't live in that community? You know, when I grew up, the Pistons lived here. You know, fuck this bullshit that your wife don't like Michigan. Well, guess what? I guess she was just a fucking ex-wife because you were living in Michigan.
Right?
The majority of these players, they don't own homes here. And that's why they're not really giving to the economy. And I think as fans, we have to reinforce that we won't. If you want us to support you as a player, then you need to fucking live here. Prince Fielder never fucking lived in Detroit. His wife lived in Florida the whole fucking time, and that's why they're getting a goddamn divorce. I don't give a shit what they say. She never wanted to come to Michigan, and he didn't put his foot down and say, listen, this is who pays our goddamn bills. We're fucking moving to Michigan. Because he didn't live here either. Don't none of them motherfuckers, and I'm going to say this, don't none of these motherfuckers who play sports for these fucking teams, if you look at their goddamn driver's license, it don't say the respective state that they play in.
No.
You know, I'm willing to bet that Carmelo Anthony's license, well, he might be the exception because he stayed in New York for so long, but
he'll say Baltimore.
I'm willing to bet fucking LeBron James, I bet his ID don't say fucking Florida. It might be for insurance purposes, you know, depending on how much the car insurance is.
Yeah,
but,
well, of course.
Yeah, not to mention the commercials.
Bingo. Yeah.
But the whole thing
was like,
ooh,
I better show Florida.
Yeah, but the whole thing, if you play for a team, you should live there. And I mean,
true.
Maybe that'll be one of my petitions I start on. .org, you know, change.org.
Well,
change for
put
pro
it this way. If you own a professional team, you should live within, I would say, 20 miles.
I'll say the state because I ain't going to lie to you. I live in the city of Detroit, but, you know, I don't know about other states. I'm going to speak on Michigan. I can handle you living a couple of hundred. I can handle the owner living in Flint or in Jackson. I really can. The owner of any team. I can handle them not living in the city. Just live in the fucking state. You know, what I don't agree with is an owner who lives a fucking state or two away. That's what I feel that if you own a team in the state of New York, you should live in the state of New York. If you own a team in Ohio, you should live in Ohio. If you own a team in Florida, you should live in Florida. Because as much money as they're making, you could get a jet to the damn game. Let's get that clear. These people are making enough money where they got private jets. So a jet ride is normally an hour or so in any given state. There is no state that a jet ride is going to be more than an hour.
No.
Because it's only 40 minutes from Detroit to Chicago. And that's a five-hour drive, and that's a state away. So you figure if you live in a state
damn near two.
Yeah. So when you look at it, if I say live in the state, I won't say live within so many miles of this of that city. Live in the same damn state. You know, California is the biggest fucking state, and I would only say that, you know, they might take a couple of hours to get from Sacramento to L.A., you know, but I'm sure, you know, whoever owns the Sacramento Kings probably don't want shit to do with L.A. any damn way. So, and vice versa.
All right, now being Michigan, what about, living there in Auburn Hills?
I'm okay with that.
And see, not a long drive from both the Detroit and the actual stadium.
Well, considering the Pistons stadium is right there in fucking Auburn Hills. Well, Pistons are in Auburn Hills. He said he's not moving them. I see that changing, but he's not moving them. But then everybody, the Pistons are the only Detroit team that don't play in Detroit. All of every other Detroit team plays in the city. The Red Wings are in the city, the Tigers are in the city, and the Lions are in the city. So you figure you got one team that's out of the city, and he's going to realize one of the reasons why Pistons attendance is down is because they're not in the fucking city. As much as they yell about Detroit, guess what? And I know that you're Caucasian, but I'm going to call it the way it is because we know that I don't hold back. All the fucking white people who say they hate the city of Detroit, all them motherfuckers are down here for Lions games. They're down here for the Red Wings games. They're down here for the Tigers games.
Yep.
But these are the same motherfuckers who you do not see at the goddamn Pistons games, and that's in Auburn Hills and, quote-unquote, their neighborhood. So what's wrong with this picture? You got the fucking you got the fucking basketball team in the white neighborhood, and the white people won't even go to the fucking game. You got the baseball, football, and
must have been that fight that happened in 2004 with Ron Artest.
You got the Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions all in the fucking black neighborhood, but all the white people come here as much as they hate the goddamn city of Detroit. So somebody explain this to me. Why is the white people are coming to the city that they hate to go watch sports, but they won't go to the fucking city that they love to watch a fucking basketball game?
That's an interesting concept.
I'm just putting that out there.
That's interesting because I didn't even know that.
Here's an interesting question. Look at Chicago.
Chicago.
Where do the Blackhawks play? What neighborhood? Where do
I
the Cubs play?
I mean,
Chicago. Chicago is very, big time diverse. Same as
it's extremely
Detroit.
See, Detroit is the city of Detroit is getting back diverse, but still, the city of Detroit is known as the hood. I don't care what part of the city you live in. You know, the stereotype is there, but that all I'm saying is that you got all these teams and you got all these white people to come to the city to watch these teams, even our shitty teams, but you got our shitty-ass Pistons that sits in a white neighborhood and nobody fucking goes. You can't fill that stadium up for shit.
Auburn Hills? Who has a national or American headquarters in Auburn Hills?
Chrysler. Oh, that's right. Chrysler is Rochester Hills. Well, they ain't going to the game. Audi ain't going.
Yeah, it's Audi and Mercedes have a corporate headquarters in Auburn Hills. I've picked up cars there before. I know that area.
But again, like I said, white neighborhood, pro basketball team, you can't get them to the fucking stadium. Black neighborhood, pro teams, you get all the white people drive down here. The roads are congested. I'm just making an analogy. I'm making a true observation. I can't get away from downtown Detroit because that is the one area when there's a Tigers game, a Red Wings game or a Lions game, I don't go nowhere near downtown Detroit for the simple fact that it's going to take me 2 hours. The fireworks are in downtown Detroit. What do you see? A whole bunch of white people. The Thanksgiving Day parade is a whole bunch of white people. But yet and still, the Pistons are in the best neighborhood, the safest, one of the safest neighborhoods in the state of Michigan, but you can't even pay white people to go to a game.
Couldn't give it away.
I know.
Hey, 2004, I'm telling you, Ron, that's fucked everything up.
Somebody's going to come after me and say that I'm being racist. I'm just making a statement, okay?
Yeah,
it's
just,
a clear observation.
Racist.
You're not being. It's, I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it's not being racist.
I'm just making this observation.
You know, you're being,
all right,
you're being racial, but not racist. It's two different things.
Observation, Ms. B. I remember going through Detroit, and there is a auto or manufacturing plant that has a tank in front of it. Do you know what
you
I'm
know
talking
about? Actually, that's not in Detroit. That's actually the TankCom. That's the Army facility that has a tank in front of it. That's TankCom.
Okay.
Never mind.
There is a tank out there. Their nickname is TankCom, but that's the actual – it's not really an Army base, but it's a Army facility. They do all kind of Army stuff there. So the people who work there actually work for the Army. It's
okay.
A government facility. But I know
okay, well,
about.
You know what I'm talking about because I've seen that tank, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
That's big.
It's almost like a statue.
Damn.
Well, that's called – and the reason why it's a tank, because their nickname is TACOM. And it's T-A-C-O-M, and I forget what the acronym actually means. But
yeah.
It's a Army facility, so – everybody
okay.
in the area knows that it's called TankCom.
Well, it's just a little bit of proof that you know what I'm talking about, where
yep.
that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen that.
Interesting.
It's actually on Van Dyke. I know where it's at. It's on Van Dyke. It's on Van Dyke, actually, in Warren. It's not in Detroit. It's on Van Dyke in Warren. So I know where you're talking
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sweet.
Yes. You know what? It's kind of scary also because if you don't expect to see it, you'd be like, what the hell?
Exactly.
And you say, yeah, is it that bad? You're like, is it that bad? And then you realize that it's non-functioning. It's a non-functioning vehicle. And it's
okay,
been
yeah.
there for years. But, you know,
yeah.
if you don't, and there's no big sign. I mean, this is the one place where there's no big sign. It doesn't say that this is an Army facility. You have
no.
to know because the signs are really small. You have to pull up in there because there's a guard shack where you can't get in. And
mm-hmm.
that's when you see the signs and stuff that you say, oh, this is what this is. But when you see the tank don't say, oh, welcome to TankCom. It's just a fucking tank
mm-hmm.
sitting there. And you'd be like, damn, is it that damn dangerous that you got to have a tank?
Yep. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to think, it was 1999 was the last time I was up in the Detroit or Michigan area.
Wow.
And, James, where are you from, or where do you actually live now?
I'm in one of the greatest city in the world, New York City.
Oh,
okay.
You know what? We're getting ready to get cut off. If we don't shut it up, we're going to get cut off, and they're going to
yeah.
be yelling.
Because I said New York City, huh?
Oh, I've got a comment on New York City, too.
I'm
big
messing.
Time.
I'm messing.
So it's next week.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Greg.
Yes.
Everybody who was listening, you know, if you guys want this show to be 2 hours versus one, which means if you get two, you might be able to get three out of it.
Yeah.
Let us
actually
know.
Went to two.
Yeah, actually went to